Prince Charles were meeting Mrs. Ellis. Mayoress, she went, yeah, I think the mayoress. First woman to be, I'm not sure about this one, but she's the first woman to be mayoress.
Mayoress,
in the run there, I'm not sure.
Ah,
no, I think that was Annie Powell.
Annie Powell.
I think Annie Powell is the first communist.
Was it?
Oh,
you might
be
right.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, was she the first mayoress?
Yeah, she was.
Annie was a wrong communist, was she?
She was. I think Annie Powell was the first communist to be elected. Well, she was on the, not the first, I'm not sure about that, but she was the first communist to be mayoress. Prince Charles,
what do you think of his level life?
Well, up to him, that is it.
He ran me, eh?
Well, up to him, that is, that's his life. We didn't deal in Gladeville, he hung on to it. James Griffiths.
Jim Griffiths.
Griffiths,
that's right.
Jim Griffiths, yes.
First Secretary of State.
I know if he's the first, but he was Secretary.
First Secretary of State for Welsh. If that's been properly, probably his only Welsh Secretary of State that ever been, I'm not sure.
No, I don't know.
Did he come round here a lot?
No, and I tell you, it was family of his, from Caroline Mossy.
Mossy was
belonging to...
Was he?
Aye.
Never, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, as I told him earlier, Tom, he was born 20 years older than me, or 23 years older than me, but...
And you could tell me that?
You can learn a lot in 3 years.
Oh, aye. You're right, eh?
I can tell you a story about him now.
Go on. Come on,
that's it. My father's up the rugby match up in Twickenham, see. I know my father well. Only a little man he was. And he was talking with the... And this one come in, like, you know, not Donnell.
Donnell.
A bit of argument occurred, like, you know, who's going to this and all that business. And he said to my father, he said, what's your name? Oh, Joe, my name is. He said, I've got a chip on his shoulder. He said, would you like to knock the bugger off? I hope I can use that language. Would you like to knock the bugger off, he said.
Are you ready?
Anyway, we go further and I want to look at him. What do you think of him? I'm doing most of the talking and I shouldn't, but...
George.
Was he born
around
here?
George
Tonopandy.
Tonopandy? I know where he's born.
Tonopandy, yeah. He was from Tonopandy, but I don't know where he was born in Tonopandy. Yeah.
But I know he's born. Where he was born.
And has he been, does he come to the Rhondda? Does he live in the Rhondda now?
I don't know a lot about him, though. I know.
What do you think of him, then? The marvellous player.
Finest out of half.
Cliff Morgan.
The Wales I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I seen the first game of rugby I've seen in my life was Ireland against Wales in Cardiff. And he's like a rabbit. When you've seen his head go back in his shoulders, he'd beat about 3 or 4 players, 4 or 5, 6, he'd beat them all. And he scored a try.
And that body's were...
And yeah. At that time, see, you had to pack down. You didn't have to pack down. The outside, the back row forward, when he put his hand on the back, see, and then once the ball came out, he was away. Mm. So there wasn't...
You were tapping it.
Yeah. And away, yeah.
Do you used to go and watch him at
Cardiff
Park?
Oh, yeah.
You weren't honest. I wasn't going
often. I watched you at Cardiff?
Yeah.
Cardiff, then?
At that time, I was more interested in...
Women?
Nah. Funny charade. Not women. Soccer. I was a good supporter of Cardiff. I walked from Cardiff. I remember him playing Birmingham. And it depended on, now the, both of the teams were going up, but it depended on the one that won. There's a bit of a chemistry, don't it? It depended on the one that won. Would be the top dog, like, yeah, the top of the...
Of the first division, I mean.
Yeah, the first. Go up to the first division, from the second to the first.
Oh.
Yeah. And I can't remember now, to be honest with you. But anyhow, I think Cardiff.
Where did you used to go to Cardiff? By train or?
By train, aye.
From
I used to go by train and walk home. I used to go by train and walk home.
Aye?
That's right, that is.
Walk from Cardiff?
Aye.
Good.
I caught a bus one morning, the first bus from Penygraig, and it was going up to, taking the workers up, you know.
Aye.
And I was on there, and I went to bed, and the old man was shouting for me, and he said, Keith, time for work, time for work. Yes, see, I thought I only just got to bed. So I lost the shift that morning. I'm not going to say lies. I lost it.
As a day trip, that is, with
Cardiff.
I remember it was a catch in Union Park train in the station over there.
Aye, train I used to go, but not in Union Park train.
Not in Union Park train?
No, I used to go the other train.
When you go from there, about 1 o'clock, I got.
Yeah.
What other train was this now?
Was the regular train.
Service train, is it?
Service train, you know, the regular
station
train.
Up top there, you know.
Because I was going a little bit early. You know what I mean? I was going a little bit early. Get a couple of pints to her. Came in the watch her match. And other things gone by. I forgot they got that going. I was relaxing then, and I forgot he had that machine with him.
Oh, there we are.
Huh?
So was Cliff Morgan born around here then?
Tobanog.
Now, where's that now?
It's
down
the bottom of the valley, isn't it? Yeah. Bottom of the valley, don't you?
And do you think he's the best Welsh fly half? I mean, what to you?
In my opinion.
Oh, yeah, I think he was.
In my opinion.
I think he was, at that time, anyway.
Under the rules that he was playing under, you know what I mean?
Different conditions, like, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I'd say you had to bind in the park. No, you got to bind in the park, and the ball got to be free before you go before the back row can break. Then, that's all the back row forward, the fella in the back row, when he put his hand on the pack.
Yeah.
And when the ball came out then, he was away. At the outside half. But now they got that, and they didn't have the long pass. Gareth Edwards was the first one to introduce Barry John, he could check a pass halfway across the field.
Oh, right. And so reverse pass.
Yeah, and that was, you know what I mean, that was a good thing, you know what I mean, he'd given a little bit of chance to the outside half.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
got a chance to get away from us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play yourselves, and what did you play yourselves?
I didn't play rugby.
I played rugby in school, but from then on I played soccer then.
Why was that? Because rugby was the game
around
here, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I changed to soccer, I don't know, but that's why I changed to soccer.
And cricket on every years.
Ah, and cricket in the summer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was a little bit of a sprinter myself.
Sprinter?
My brother used to play for Torquay Boys Club.
Ah.
And they always had a little bit of trouble. I'm in a full team. Oh, I'm going back years now. So I went down to see him playing, full back he's playing. And he said, we can't make a full team, but will you play on the wing for us? I said, yes. Biggest mistake I've done in my life. I thought I could run. I didn't have the ball. Only once I had the ball, when I had the ball, they caught me. And somebody about 16 half stones up on top of you.
Oh.
I didn't finish the game. I said, keep the ball, I'm off.
That was your rugby?
Oh, that was my rugby. That was the extent of my rugby career.